Number three, on March the 12th, 1995.
Yes, and we had all those secrets during the break. It's all working exactly according to plan, only it's their plan. But yes, indeed, you can turn this thing around. Man basically is birth of God, created of God and by God, and he wants back with God. And when he opens his eyes and sees what has happened, he's going to be mad. And if there is stability amongst the leadership, you won't go off to little local wars. But I have to remind you of something. In their plan, there's a lot of destruction before what you have called Armageddon. And Mother Nature herself changes. As nations change, a world changes and shifts. Patricia put it very well. Crude becomes a natural, life-giving substance. That's why you put coal out on your property. It's carbon. And Patricia could tell you an interesting story about it. If we have time later, maybe. And what crude oil will do. And how much a part of crude oil you are. It's a little bit like putting Gondriana under your tongue. I don't want you putting crude oil under your tongue. Don't misunderstand me. Because it's not in the form that you can use it. It will poison you. It will hurt you that way. On your body, it's not going to hurt you, and it will completely absorb almost instantaneously, depending on how much you dump on there, of course. This is the source of life. These are the sources compiled together that you form life. But everybody has to remember, and this is where I lose everybody, is that you're an illusion. You have manifest this, so when you're ready to change it, you will change it. And there are always logical avenues for change. And man always turns to the avenue of violence, which has no reality whatsoever out of your dimension. So if you're going to win a war, you've got to use this, that mind, that creative mind. Your enemy cannot create. So what do you need to get back into a constitutional government? You need a place, and you need the people who function under the constitutional laws. Well, won't they stop you from Washington? When they don't have any money, their blood supply is cut off. And when they are acting totally without the law, people see it, and they cannot function if they're out in the open, if they are exposed. So the best way to go is to continue the exposure, but you don't fight them over it. They'll come and kill you. And there are other things more important that need attention. If and when you get through the chaotic period of time, you can move into that in a logical sequence. You don't need to struggle with it. If you struggle with it too hard and you have all these meetings and you plan and you give them all of your secrets, because you guys do. Hey, tomorrow I'm going to be on the steps of so-and-so and I'm going to have my gun. What time was that? They will ask you, and you'll tell them. There are times to keep your mouth shut, too. But we don't have to go hide. The more open we are, the more they know of our truth, the less they're going to try to wipe you out, because you're getting an ear out there now. And rather than concern too much over the price of gold, let's concern over what do we do to get Richard Snell from being executed next month. They've set an execution date. I think that Guy Tucker is out of his ever-loving, incredible mind. Guy Tucker is a buddy of Bill Clinton, has been up to his eyes in drug trade, and we'll tell it all. And he knows we'll tell it all. And the moment they execute Richard Snell, he will have tightened that noose on his own neck. Well, does it mean, sir, that if they let Richard Snell go, you'll quit talking about it? It's okay with me. Why is it okay with me? Contact doesn't have to say another word about it forever and ever. It's like University of Science and Philosophy. We don't have to mention it again as long as any of you live. It's their loss, not ours. If they execute Richard Snell, it will be the death knell of the entire Clinton organization. It will fall. So if they want to phase it out in any kind of security to themselves, they better start dealing with clemency. And meanwhile, I don't want you guys worried about anything else except a zillion letters, demands. I want to tell you, it is impressive when you get a demand from every state in the union. Just one. And if you send a card every day, a note every day, demanding clemency for this man, they could have solved their own problem by having hearings. But they chose not to. And you still have a freedom to write as long as you can put a 32-cent stamp on that envelope. And that's the voice you've got to have, and we've worked for years. And we need a bigger voice, but you have a respected voice. And they now know when you of contact speak, they better listen. And if you need encouragement, you did it before, and whether it was worthy or not, it was necessary then, and you saw that you can make a difference. You got Gunther Rusbacher out of the Missouri prison. And I want to tell you, no matter what Ray Ellen says, I don't want to belittle that fact. Because they wanted him dead. And they didn't dare. And then he got to Austria, and you got him out of there. And it's important that you remember that, because there are people like Snell and Moholy. You notice they stepped aside for Moholy, and they've got him. He was moved from basically isolation to a minimum security camp with a club fed boys. Why in the world do you think they'd do that? And they pump him for information? You can do anything you choose to do. And I'd like us to turn our efforts to securing Snell's security. Getting him out is not as important as getting a permanent stay of some kind. Step by step is fine, and then let's see if they want to negotiate. I don't compromise, but I'll just negotiate for days. That's because I know I always win. Unfortunately, sometimes winning doesn't fit with your idea of it. You see, you've got to win on your terms, or you don't recognize it's happened. And you don't know Richard Snell's contract with God or nation. And he came from no hope of anything into the probability. And I'm not sure, quite frankly, he had made up his mind to make that transition, and he ain't too happy. because he knows the road is not going to be easy. And sometimes you get so tired that you just say, God, I'm ready. Please, just take this cup from me. I want to go home. And he made his righteous choices with God. He knows. He knows if they execute him, he simply goes home. But now he's got to worry about all of you who want him to live. So we will deal with his responsibility and what he will choose to do. Well, I know the man. He will choose to stay if he can. But if they take his life, they've taken nothing, but they have bought the Ark of the Covenant. Man, that box would put Pandora's to shame. So they're in a very bad predicament, and they're very evil men. Better you wonder why Bill Clinton is going to Haiti and sweet little Hillary is going to Pakistan. Doesn't sound bright to me. If there was a question, I'm through with it. I want to talk about Berry so we can go.
I've got two more little questions.
Oh, BJ. Pain and agony.
These are easy ones, but we've had them for 3 months.
You hope. You hope. Okay.
Could you please ask beloved Hatton, is the great Nibiru a Starcraft Phoenix?
What?
Good question.
Nibiru. No, it wasn't called Phoenix then. It's called Phoenix now. The Anunnaki came, Nibiru. You can consider it the same. It's at this time in this cycle that it's named Phoenix. And it isn't even quite like that. Nibiru came and there was this big explosion. Forget it. There were explosions and a lot of things happened at that time, and you were quite lopsided after that. The Anunnaki are due back, and they will come with us. It is that time. So, yes, we're all of that origin. On the other hand, keeping in mind you are the projection of the thought of God, there didn't need to be a collision. Although there were separation of planets and a dissolution of some of the planets. And so be very glad that that happened a long time ago and know that that could happen again, and that means vaporization of the planet into an asteroid belt. We're trying to avoid that happening. But that's the way planets end sometime. So yes and no. We were the beginning. And there isn't any ending. And that comes from the projection or the creation, creative capability of God. And God chose how you would come into being. And with that in mind, knowing that you are the thought of God manifest, there wasn't a beginning. There is always a beginning of consciousness into that historical past. So, yes, we're back, but we're under a different name.
Next question. Was Aton also called Anu, Lord of Nibiru, the planet of the crossing?
Not exactly. I believe his name was Roy Day. Yes and no. Aton discomfort quadrupled to answer that. Yeah, Atzan's tangled up in all of it. And every now and then comes forth the possibility of man to recognize his beginning, his creation, so that he can once again come back within that one. And Atzan simply meant the one. Atzan was represented by the sun, the S-U-N, and you know all of that because of the historical data and symbology that Maxwell has shared with you. Don't worry about those names, because in every language, whether it be Anu, Kobol, Sebal, devil, God, deity, the one, the sun, you cannot go from historical era into a new, quote, creation and expect to have those names correct. And there is no man that has yet brought forth the absolute truth about it. And there is no way that one can. And it's not Dorma's problem to have to do all this writing to the point that I have to tell you how it is. It will unfold. But let us take just in your historical time. You had Constantinople, right? And then it turned into Istanbul. You had Persia. It turned into Sri Lanka. Things go by different names. You have Greece. It's Ella. And why would you think it would be the island of Helene? Ella. Ella means come. Come unto. Come here. Come here. Ella, Ella, Ella. Come here to me. See. Italy would have had a different name. The United States of America has no name, really, because America represents the entire Western Hemisphere here. Not the Western Hemisphere, but the whole North-South continent. So you in the middle have a bunch of states, your salvation under the Constitution, you see. Separate but one. And you will have governors of states. And then you will have a unity. You can think of, there are not a whole bunch of God, but each thing is a fragment of the one God. So you're going to have the authority and one equal to the creative capability of God. And it will bear all sorts of different names. The Christ energy bears different names all around because of the teachers. None of them proclaim themselves to be Christ. Anyone coming forth calling themselves God are false. They can be a representative of, a teacher from. They can know and create. But most of them are magicians. And here's where you break it down into witchcraft. Oh, well, I serve the light. I'm a good white witch. You're a what? If you live in the practice of mysticism and witchcraft, you're a witch. Well, they're not going to call it a witch somewhere else. They'll call it a sorceress or a warlord, depending on the sex involved. So when you ask, does Atzan bear that name? Not exactly, but very close, according to the needs of the time and the time. But the representative called Atzan, the symbol is the sun or the life. And all you have with that kind of energy from which you can recognize central life form is from your son. And then Jordan has broken that down beautifully. This is what the Egyptians strived, and literally Akhenaten and the group of God people were lifted off. And they didn't wear serpent headdresses. They will in your history books. They did not. And that was one of their downfalls. They ceased to be able to play and function within the system. They had to make a big show and tell of it. Look at me, I'm godly, and you're not. I worship the one God. Who's that? Oh, well, he's represented by the Son. Oh, so you are the Son of God. Now, I didn't say that. So, you've got to do it again, kids. It's that simple.
We were there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Too bad.
So, are we practicing to be masters, or are we masters practicing?
Whichever grabs you. Just keep at it.
Very, very.
Very, very.
I think probably the writing speaks for itself, and maybe EJ could read it, and then we'll discuss it if you want to. It's time. I had to speak about it. I had to speak about it because of some of the things that are happening, inquiries that we're getting. You have to understand the most important thing that we have going with any product that we have is, please, we are under the magnifying glass. We do not practice medicine. Medicine has practiced destruction, and you're it. We do not even pretend to practice medicine.
Life is what happens while we were making other plans. Mm-hmm. Committing Harry Carey with Barry Barry. Doris has a letter. Indeed, she also gets letters. This one brings too many questions for adequate response. This one is from a person who is showing some failure symptoms, is diabetic, and has a kidney, we assume, transplant. She petitions as to what may be done for her. She comes via a friend. First of all, readers, we cannot give much advice, but right off the proverbial bat, we will say to not do anything to jeopardize the immune system to endanger the transplanted organ. Doris spent over 10 years in the dialysis and transplant division with the top pediatric nephrologist at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. Please do not rock a stable boat. We do not practice medicine in any form. We are already under scrutiny to find whether or not we can classify as practitioners of some sort. No, we are not. We cure nothing. We do offer a few life products as tools for your use, nothing more. I ask that that information be sent along to our friend. This does, however, cause me to finally take things into my own hands as to information regarding deficient intake or of proper nourishment. I have asked Dorma to find me something on beriberi and a few other outdated diseases, and lo and behold, not very much in your literature. Then comes a little manuscript by one Bone L. Fisher, which was reprinted in late summer of 1959, and the sender calculates that the original was written in 1929. The subject is basically the New World Order. But aha! Check closely, and the writer tells you how the subject was approached for the unfolding through a research of Barry Barry. You see, we can offer that which is already written on a subject. We cannot tell you what you should do. My feelings about the Gaia products are, of course, that they supply what you need in a most remarkably usable form which allows instant merging into within compromised cells. That, however, is not my subject for this morning. Before we go off into the subject of beriberi, I can also tell you that, unless necessary, I am not advocating being a total vegetarian. Why? Because with today's circumstances, you will become deficient in so many nutrients as you go through routinely practicing such dietary restrictions as to bring more damage than help. You have become a meat-eating species. If you choose carefully your products for intake, you do not need meat or living/dead flesh. In fact, it is living/dead flesh that parasites thrive. It is in and within the blood supply of those muscled species. Never mind that for the moment, however. That is not your most critical problem. As you move through routine lifestyle, you are in a pandemic plague of beriberi, which can be treated in less than a week. Get rid of the parasites. Intake high-level whole grains, recommended spelt bran and hulls, and extra B vitamins. Then keep your system whole with Giandriana cell reproduction products, and you will have a clean, disease-free body without any drugs, artificial chemicals, or whatever. If damage is already present, or as with the actual removal of organs, as with kidneys, those things will not regrow because the original organ has been removed. However, in the case of transplants, there is no reason, if there is not rejection, that organ does not become a living part of the host blueprinted system. There aren't any miracles, but you may well think you have experienced some if you will take the time and discipline to utilize what is available in the most basic food source additions. The reason I take exception to most planned programs is that you end up treating yourselves as if you're on some kind of a diet, medical routine, or other ridiculous programming process. No, it is the way you were intended to function and thrive, and it is nothing related to medicine, chemistry, or unusual biological regime. When you become overly preoccupied with anything, it becomes worse than the cause of the discomfort in the first place. This is true of exercise as well. You can exercise your way into total imbalance, and it becomes an addiction, worse than the sedentary status, if you allow fanaticism to program your mindset. If it helps you, fine, use it. But do not claim that it is the only way to good health, because it isn't. Just about the time now that most of you are hooked on outrageous and programmed exercise programs, what do they tell you? That it is not healthy to overexercise. Everything in moderation is what you seek. It is called balance. This aside, I think I can get information to you who seek and ask by offering that which is available, and then you will have to take it do that which you will. I repeat that we offer no cures for anything, no miracles. If you wish, we do have that which can assist you in attending self. Just as a chiropractor can replace and reposition a vertebrae which is misaligned and give relief, so too are there ways to give relief and balance to a body existing in a deprived state. With this in mind, we will simply offer that which we have here right from the author's gracious sharing. Is that about ready to change?